in Christ Jesus, for whom we are ever thankful people, dear fellow redeemed. Do you know where the English word thanks comes from? It comes from the Latin word tongere. The root for tong is to think. So a loose translation of tongere is, I will remember what you have done for me. So when someone does something for you or gives you something and you say, thanks, you're saying, I remember what you've done for me. In other words, you really need to think before you can thank. Thanks is a marvelous word. For the meaning of the word, not only explains what it is, but it tells you what's the reason for you to give thanks. Another word that helps describe the word thanks is the word happy. A thankful person is a happy person. Isn't that what we're saying? When someone does something for us or gives us something, we're glad, smiling, we say, I remember what you've done for me. There's a smile in our heart and a smile on our face. I'm sure you've not seen very many people with a frown or sulking or pouting saying thanks. I'm sure many of you know some pretty pessimistic people. And most pessimistic people are not very happy. In fact, they're also not very thankful. If you expect the worst, you look for the worst, you usually see the worst. Then all the blessings and all the things that are good, you pass them over, you don't see them, you neglect them in unthankfulness. Happiness and thanksgiving go hand in hand. But there's other words that can help describe thanks. In the Greek, the word for thanks is the word for grace. Undeserved kindness. Undeserved love. The feeling of gratitude is a grace-filled feeling. A grace-filled heart is a thankful heart. Also from some Greek words for thanks is to rejoice, to praise, to give glory. And finally, another definition is to be pleasing or agreeable. A thankful person is an agreeable, pleased person. Again, all of these definitions are words that give the background to the word thanks. It all ends up with the word happy. Without a happy heart, there can be really no thanksgiving. So I think a very good definition for thanks, at least my definition for thanks, is this. A happy remembrance of past gracious blessings. Now, as we as Christians fully know that there can be no real true happiness and no real full thanksgiving apart from the Lord. Therefore, when someone asks us to list all the reasons for our thanksgiving, and there are multitudes of them, they all have to begin with and end with God. I read in a devotion this little article about thanksgiving. It's a little lengthy quote, so listen carefully. Someone has said, a Christian is one who doesn't have to consult his bank account to see how rich he is. How true. Every beat of my heart, every breath I take, the water I drink, and the food I eat, the home I live in, and the loved ones I hold dear, the freedom I have, and the country in which I live, all comes from God. The Bible I read, and the prayers I offer, the church I attend, and the pure word I hear, the never-ending supply of forgiveness for my sins, and the always powerful help against temptation, the days he grants me to learn more about Jesus, and the graves he will open because of Jesus, all this and more comes from God. Yes, even the sickness that hits me, and the pains that don't go away, the bad weather that damages, and the crops that aren't quite right, a paycheck that doesn't quite stretch, and the friends that don't last, all this and more has come from God. They serve my good, or God would not allow them. This Thanksgiving, as I check my account, am I ready to say, I'm rich? Thank God. And that's why I began this evening's worship service with that one sentence. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. Tonight we'll be reading some passages that give us reasons for thanksgiving. And the first reason for thanksgiving is reasons for being thankful people. There are literally thousands upon thousands of reasons for giving thanks to God. And every day we find hundreds of more reasons. God's word tells us that all thanksgiving, all happiness, stems ultimately from Jesus and from the knowledge that we are saved alone through Jesus. So let's all join together in reading together the following passages under part one in your bulletin of reasons for being thankful people. Ephesians 5, 19 and 20. Speak to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Colossians 3, 15 to 17. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. 1 Corinthians 15, 55 to 58. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. 2 Corinthians 9:15. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Reasons for thanksgiving. Part two, reasons for being thankful parents. The greatest joy and happiness parents can have is to know that their children know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior in their hearts. And we're proud and happy parents when we see our children doing well in school, getting a good education, getting good grades, doing well in their sports activities or musical events, having many friends, being well behaved, growing up, getting a job, getting married, having a family. But there'd be no real true joy in accomplishing all of those things if there was no knowledge of Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul, or Jesus said it this way, for what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? What greater joy can a parent have than to see his little children bow their heads, fold their hands, and say their prayers to their Savior? What greater joy can a parent have to see his children sing songs of love and praise to their Savior, Jesus Christ? What greater joy can a Christian parent have than to see his children brought up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord in the Word of God? And what greater joy and happiness and thanksgiving can a Christian parent have to see his children serve the Lord throughout their lives as sons and daughters of God? King David learned the following words of Proverbs the hard way. A foolish son is a grief to his father, and the father of a fool has no joy. This coming Sunday in our adult Bible class, we're going to be learning this lesson about Absalom. David loved his son Absalom. He loved him even though he rebelled against him and against God. Yet Absalom died in his foolish, pride-filled, unbelieving rebellion against God. When David heard that Absalom had died, the most bitter, anguished, heart-wrenching words ever spoken by a grieving parent were uttered. David cried out, "Oh, my son Absalom, my son Absalom, if only I had died in your place. Oh, Absalom, my son, my son." What a terrible thing for a believing father to experience, the death of his foolish, unbelieving child. What greater tragedy can there be for a Christian parent? But we, as Christian parents, have the joy and happiness and thanksgiving of knowing that not only has God given us gifts of our children, but has given to our children the gifts of his word and the knowledge of their salvation in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Let's join in reading passages found printed in our bulletin under part 2, Reasons for Being Thankful Parents. Psalm 127, verses 3 through 5. "Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. Happy is the man who has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but shall speak with their enemies in the gate." Proverbs 23, 24, 25. "The father of the righteous will greatly rejoice, and he who begets a wise child will delight in him. Let your father and your mother be glad, and let her who bore you rejoice." And 3 John verse 4, "I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth." Reasons for thanksgiving. Or 3, reasons for being a thankful pastor. Time we come to the third part, reasons for being a thankful pastor, and many of those reasons are sitting right out there, looking back at me. You are the reason, many of the reasons, why my ministry is blessed and thankful and happy. Whenever the pastor who's called to serve a certain congregation sees the Word of God work in the hearts of his members and sees the fruits of that proclamation of the Word of God, there's joy and thanksgiving. The Apostle Paul, in almost every one of his letters to the churches in Asia Minor, gives thanks to God for the servants, the people in those churches, who have been plucked from the clutches of Satan and hell to everlasting life in heaven through the powerful word. And some of it, the word that Paul himself preached those people. What greater joy can there be for a pastor to see members coming to hear the word of God, faithfully professing their faith in Christ and trusting in Jesus alone. Being a fireman, a policeman, a soldier, they're all very important callings. Giving your life to save another person's life is one of the greatest gifts anyone can do. Well, to bring the word of God, the word of the gospel of salvation, that takes a dead, spiritually dead, unbelieving heart and then creates faith in that heart, to bring that person to faith in Jesus Christ, what a tremendous blessing it is to be able to proclaim that good news of forgiveness and salvation, and in some cases, see the creation of faith, in other cases, to see faith being strengthened with that word of God. Paul put it so beautifully in his thanksgivings at the beginning of his letters, I'll read those passages found underneath point 3. Romans 1:8. "First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. 1 Corinthians 1:4. I thank my God always concerning you for the grace of God which was given to you by Christ Jesus. Ephesians 1:16. I do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Philippians 1:3. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. 1 Thessalonians 1:2 and 2:13. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, but we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren beloved by the Lord, because God from the beginning chose you for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. As a pastor, as your pastor, I'll give thanks to the Lord my whole heart because of the grace that he has showered upon each of you, because of the faith that he has created in your heart, and the assurance of salvation that you have through the use of the Word of God, because of your using that Word of God and speaking the Word of God to others and telling them also about Jesus Christ, the fruits of faith that we see, because of your love and care and concern for Ruth and myself. And because when you hear the Word of God, you realize it's not my words. It's not the words of men. It's the Word of your loving Savior God. And so, what's the reason for all of us people to give thanks to God with our whole heart? As we said earlier, there are many, many, many reasons. But the one that trumps them all, we who are dead in trespasses and sins have been made alive through faith in Christ Jesus. We've been called into the body of Christ. We're united with Christ. We're united with each other in this one union called the body of Christ, the Holy Christian Church. May our Thanksgiving this evening continue to consist of singing hymns and psalms and praise to our God, giving thanks to the Lord God for all that he's done for us in our Savior Jesus Christ. Death has been destroyed and swallowed up in victory. Our sins have been removed. Satan has been conquered. Everlasting life in heaven is ours. Come, ye thankful people, come. Give thanks to God.